Another weekend is upon us. Nothing special except you and your connection to Dr. Ken Kronhaus that brings us together every weekend live for an opportunity to find out what the big news is in the world of medicine, how it impacts you, how it affects you, what is going on in your life. There have been warnings perhaps from a doctor this week that you'd like to check out even further. A second opinion, if you will. So now's the opportunity for you to dial 888-553-7536. Welcome into Dr. Ken Kronhaus's sort of opportunity for house calls. Your house, your time, our office, our mind, and whatever the problem is, two minds are better than one. Always is the way, Ken. You can figure things out better if you put the minds together. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or you can send email to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Big news this week, the single lifestyle versus married lifestyle. A study on boomers as they age into gerontology. Interesting, Ken.
This conclusion of this study, I know, runs counter to your intuition. So
it's okay. Makes a good conversation.
I just warn you.
Okay, go ahead.
This is this week out of the gerontology.
Only he's saying that, folks, only because I'm a single boomer, as it were. And like it.
Yes, they should have included you in this study, but I know they didn't. Yeah. But this was a study published in a very reputable journal called The Gerontologist this week.
Mm-hmm.
And what it revealed was that single baby boomers generally have poorer health and less money than their married counterparts.
Yeah. Maybe half of that might be true.
So none of that is totally intuitive. But that's what they discovered.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and maybe some of our listening baby boomers could sound off if their experience agrees with the results of this study.
Time for you to sound off. 888-553-7536. This discussion of dental X-rays have always been controversial. Now they are linked to brain tumors. And one wonders, you know, we all like to go to have our teeth cleaned and checked out. Is this an example, or are we getting the information here that doctors, doctors who work on your teeth are dentists, are overusing or abusing the X-ray?
Doug, I'm glad you brought this up because this report, which has gotten a lot of media coverage this week, and we're going to clear it up on Good Day Health, really caused my phone to ring this week and created a lot of anxiety among my patients. But I think that this really is not as big a concern as it appears. This was a report in the medical journal Cancer that people who had certain kinds, and that's the key, of dental X-rays in the past. And again, this study went back far several decades in the past, maybe in an increased risk for meningioma. This is the most commonly diagnosed brain tumor in America. And usually these are benign, but they produce problems because they grow and they take up space in the brain. And that's where their problem occurs. And the key in this study is that this took place over many decades, and it was based on people jogging their memory of what their experience was. Today, if you go to a dentist who has modern equipment, uses digital X-rays, you're getting minimal amounts of X-ray. You're going to probably get less X-ray than you would if you were to fly in an airplane from East Coast to West Coast. So my advice is don't panic about this. Just if you need dental X-rays, get them, but just don't routinely, reflexively every year say, oh, it's a new year, I need another set of dental X-rays. There's no use for that.
No use. None whatsoever. All right, so I'm interested in going through the news of the week myself. I tend to gravitate toward things that are food-oriented. So there is an outbreak. Three people have come down with some kind of illness, allegedly because they drank raw milk out in Oregon. That gets a lot of attention. Tuna has been linked to a salmonella outbreak in 20 states. That more important. The first thing I saw this morning was the raw milk stuff, because that's what I sell on my dairy farm. But I'm looking at this yellowfin tuna product used to make dishes like sushi, sold at restaurants, has sickened a lot of people.
Sure it has. 100 people in 20 states in D.C.
Yeah. So what's the comparative? It's one of the recalls that you have on your mind this week. What's the difference? It's raw. That's raw food.
It's raw.
Milk.
It's used in dishes like sushi and sashimi.
Mm-hmm.
And easy for me.
I was going to say yes. Hello. Yeah.
And, you know, I think you have to be very cautious about eating raw fish. Mm-hmm. It never appealed to me. I'll have to say.
No, not me either. I like eating raw vegetables and drinking raw milk and the other stuff. But people say, well, what's the difference? Raw this, raw that. Raw meat or fish has much more of a chance to gather or keep in it undesirables, right? Raw pork, people that don't cook the meat enough are just asking for trouble. I think that's true with fish, too. People say, well, same thing with raw milk. Well, we all have our prejudices. What do you say, Ken?
I say cook it at a reasonably high temperature, and that is your best safety net to keep yourself away from all these bugs. I have known a few people who loved raw fish, but I have to say it never appealed to me.
888-553-7536. What's appealing about this program is the speed in which we go through calls from you, getting to the bottom line, correcting perhaps some improper information that you may have, or Dr. Ken sending you in the right direction. Let's see if we can help Nick, who's listening in Rome, New York. Nick, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Kornhaus. I had a heart ablation done because I had AFib, and for the past 10 years, my blood pressure is good, maintained by Rampril, but my pulse rate goes down to in the 40s. And my doctor says that I have a strong heart, that's my cardiologist, but my regular doctor says I might need a pacemaker because it jumps up and down up to 100 it'll go at times, down to the 40s.
Nick, let me help you untangle this, because I really hear the question, do you need a pacemaker and you need some reassurance whether this is normal or not? And let me just kind of explain to the listeners what you're talking about. You're focusing on, often we focus on the plumbing part of the heart, and today you're focusing on the electrical system of the heart. You had the most common irregularity of the electrical system, atrial fibrillation. It originates from the top of the heart. It's been described as a bag beating like a bag of worms beating irregularly. And this can cause clots. I would imagine that you were treated with medications and this bag of worms just didn't normalize, and therefore they had to go to an invasive procedure. This is cutting edge radioablation. We use microwave energies to microscopically make cuts in the electrical system so that these abnormal heart rhythms go away. It's not yet first line treatment at most centers because there is some risk for some serious damage, but in an experienced practitioner's hands, it can often be done quite safely and avoid the use of medications for the rest of your life. And it is a nice new option for treating some of these rhythm problems that can really cause death. They can cause horrible symptoms that ruin your lifestyle, and they can cause strokes. So, Nick, you apparently were successfully treated with the radioablation. Sounds like you don't have atrial fibrillation, but the question is now you have a low heart rate. The key with a low heart rate, we call the sinus bradycardia, is whether you're having symptoms from it. Are you having lightheadedness, dizziness, fatigue, feeling like you're about to pass out? Then it's significant. But I've been taking care of some Marines from World War II. They're in their late 80s now, and they run heart rates in the 30s. And, you know, a little old man or woman would pass out with that. But these people have strong, vigorous, athletic hearts, and they just pump more vigorously with each beat, so they need fewer beats per minute. The question is, Nick, do you have an athletic heart, or are you getting symptoms from a low heart rate? That would mean that you would need a pacemaker. Which one is it, Nick?
I was very athletic, and I was a construction worker for years. So I sometimes get a dizziness and short of breath. But otherwise, I'm pretty good. He says my heart, I had a heart attack when I was 42.
And are you on any medicines right now that are slowing your heart rate, like a beta blocker or any so-called antiarrhythmic medications?
I'm on a Rampro.
Rampro lowers blood pressure. It doesn't affect the heart rate.
I take morphine also.
You take morphine?
Yeah, for a broken back.
Okay.
Wow. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
And how long have you been on the morphine?
Oh, about 5 years.
Are you going to be on that for a while?
They're saying I'm taking 60 milligrams three times a day.
Good God.
And they say it could be indefinite.
You know, morphine has little direct effect on heart rate or blood pressure, but it can... It'll slow your respiratory rate down, but morphine has unpredictable effects. So it would be hard for me to tell you which way that's going. But what I would do is check the thyroid, make sure it's not low, and you might need what we call an event recorder or a Holter monitor to actually record your heart rates and see if your symptoms correlate with the low heartbeat. And if they do, then you might need a pacemaker. But if they're not correlating, then it's due to something else. Okay, Nick?
Okay, Nick, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air. Good day weekend, good day health. We talk a lot about testosterone to men. It seems that, Ken, it starts declining even when men are in their 30s. Why would that be? Why wouldn't men are in their 30s not falling apart already? I'm not in my 30s. I don't feel like I'm falling apart. But in terms of testosterone dropping off on the scale, what's going on in the body that makes that happen?
Well, it's not something that happens in everybody, but the ability of our sexual organs to produce just in some do decrease. And whether this is normal or not, it's quite controversial, but losing testosterone, which can happen as we get older, in many men it can lead to stress, mood swings, and negative outlook on life, not to mention decreased sexual desire.
So that's why T-Gen was created. T-Gen naturally helps you boost your testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels, like Dr. Ken is talking about. So as you think about this and you think, oh, let's see if I can improve my testosterone level for all the right reasons, here's the way to do it. You want this T-Gen product. It's easy to increase your testosterone with T-Gen. Call 800-909-7574 for a risk-free supply of T-Gen. Improve your testosterone. Get rid of the mood swings, all that negative stuff in your head. 800-909-7574 for T-Gen today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Successfully battled leukemia. He's now been diagnosed with prostate cancer, stage 4 prostate cancer.
Wow.
And hopefully he says that they've got to this early, but I don't know if
stage
that's
4?
Yeah, that's what
he's
saying.
It doesn't sound early to me.
It sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we all saw him in Love Story growing up. He's currently age 70. He was treated in the 1990s, Doug, for myelogenous leukemia. And it's a nice fact that he has survived that. And we all know that his longtime love, Farrah Fawcett, she died at age 62 of anal cancer. And Ryan's coming out with a memoir about his life with Farrah Fawcett called Both of Us. It's coming out this May. But this really raises some questions in my mind. As I was mentioning to Doug earlier today, when I was in medical school in the 1970s and 1980s, the medical teaching at an Eastern Ivy League school was that anal intercourse, if it's done gently, was safe. You just had to worry about the trauma if it was done not gently. And that oral sex was something also that was medically safe. And now what we've been noticing in the last few years, these human papillomaviruses, there's just been a dramatic increase in oral cancer in people who have never smoked, felt to be linked to the human papillomavirus and probably spread by oral sex. And now you have a case, and again, it's a single case, of a woman with anal cancer, which is has been in the past a relatively rare cancer, but which also is being speculated may be due to this human papillomavirus. And she gets it a few years ago, and now Ryan O'Neill. You may say this is all a coincidence, but it certainly raises some thought. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, do you have a thought about this? We'll do it tastefully, and we can talk about sex on Good Day Health. We'll do it in a mature, tasteful way, but I'd be curious to hear what you think. 1-888-55-DRKN. I'm certainly not a prude. I'm interested in the medical aspects of this. Do we need to have some medical concerns about oral sex, about anal intercourse? 1-888-55-DRKN. What do you think about Farrah Fawcett? What do you think about Ryan O'Neill? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
The shots that have been advised for young women, you and I talked about your daughter getting these shots. Are they related to this?
They're related to this human papillomavirus.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you get the shots, you don't get human papilloma, right?
Well, the shots don't cover, there are multiple strains of HPV, human papillomavirus, and the shots cover the most common strains, but not 100%, probably about 70% of them.
Wow. All right, well, at least maybe that's the right. That was very controversial, and I think partially it was because some people on the right thought, hey, you make it easy for the kids not to get sick, they'll be having sex sooner or early, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think part of it is, you know, that people are a little gun-shy. You have a child right now, and you're really putting them through a ton of vaccinations right now. We've gone through it all. And I guess, you know, oh, another one. And this is these are remarkably painful vaccinations, and a fraction of girls actually pass out with them.
Mm.
And again, this is considered a problem of behavior. So a lot of parents are really up against the wall with a dilemma and a struggle, and it's a new vaccine. You know, we don't know in time whether some problems are going to come about. This is a tough one for many parents.
Dr. Ken and Doug at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. He's big into taking fish oils. There are lots of different ways to sort of understand the omega-3, the sixes, the nines, all that sort of stuff. So you ultimately have looked around at this, and you think this Vitality Ultra Omega 3 is the best option for people?
Well, I think it certainly is a good option. You know, I think if you're going to take fish oil, I think that you need to really have a little more conversation with your doctor now about fish oil, Doug. In the last few weeks, there's been some interesting studies coming out that there may be some people who might benefit from it, but there might be some people who aren't. In the last couple of weeks, the fish oil story has really gotten a little bit confusing to a lot of us who have studied this for a long time.
Well, the omega-3s, though, it seems to be the people who have talked about omega-6s. I had somebody also, you know, ask the question about this with regard to evening primrose oil. Or that, yeah, the kinds of oils that are around that seem to be, you know, the strongest and or the best. And it's something that you're asked all the time. I'm asked a lot about that because people know how I can. I feel pretty good about taking fish oil, but that's because you've told me that it's something that makes sense, and so have some of the other folks that I trust. So this week in the Good Day Health newsletter, we're focused on women again, yes?
We are. The latest information about health for women, we'll get to the guys in the next few weeks, but this week we're focusing on women's health. Things that you don't usually see, things that you may have missed, coming out just in the past 3 months in the medical literature.
Fibromyalgia, one of the focuses in the Good Day Health newsletter. Sign up for it at drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Journalism here, practiced by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here to help you on Good Day Health, Good Day Weekend at 888-553-7536. Our job is to take a look at some of the news, some of the medical studies, the things that are being discussed this week by medical professionals, sort through them, take your calls at 888-553-7536. Also, your email address to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, or Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. Dr. Ken's website also has a blog. You can converse back and forth with Dr. Ken. Click on the upper right-hand corner there. The blog spot is open. Somebody asked me a question this week about echinacea. I've long thought that echinacea is one of those things that you use to build up your immune system. And the conversation ensued when it was actually at my bank with my banker friend, and she has on her desk a lot of chocolate. She has, you know, Easter time, things left over from Easter, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of dark chocolate and sweet chocolate and that sort of thing. And apparently she said that she and her boyfriend had been talking about whether or not chocolate was better, especially when it came to colds, than taking things like echinacea and zinc. And so I wonder about the benefits, the health benefits. This is often put forth, especially dark chocolate, Dr. Ken, whether it's better for you in any number of ways to enhance your immune system. We all like it, so it's all it makes it easier for us to enjoy our chocolate.
There have been a lot of suggested uses for echinacea: upper respiratory tract infections, cancer, immune system stimulation, low white blood cell counts after X-ray treatment to get them up, eye inflammation, vaginal yeast infections, even genital herpes. All of these conditions have been suggested may benefit from echinacea, but I'll have to tell you, the medical literature just doesn't yet show that there's strong benefit
of taking chocolate instead of echinacea or anything.
Right? Well, I think that if you want to take a little bit of dark chocolate because you enjoy it, watch the calories, and it may have some health benefits, enjoy it. But, you know, these are really not proven therapies for really taking care of your health issues.
Interesting how, in these circumstances, it depends on who pays for the study, usually. And we often address that, especially in something like this, it's a study. The thing that he was talking about was the boyfriend was talking about this British study, and then you think about Cadbury and whether or not they are responsible because of the British chocolate company, yada, yada, yada. All right, let's go back to some of the studies. An interesting conversation can develop after you realize that if you are brother and or sister to somebody who's had a stroke, you may want to be careful, right?
Exactly. People wonder what the future is going to hold for them. I can't tell you how much use my crystal ball gets each week, or people ask me to look into it. And doctors really, for the most part, are not all that good at predicting. You know, they can predict in large populations, but on an individual basis, I can't tell you how many patients over the last 30 years have told me that the doctor told me I was going to be dead in a year, and 5, 10, 20 years have passed. So I'm always very hesitant to make these kind of crystal ball predictions, but the way you can get some insight into especially your circulation history, heart attacks, and now strokes. And that's the news this week out of Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics, is that people whose brother or sister had a stroke are up to 64% more likely, Doug, to suffer one compared to folks without such a family history. And the risk rises even higher when the stroke to the sibling occurred when he or she was relatively young. And this is, for example, it's amazing, when a sibling had a stroke before the age of 56, their brother or sister's risk, Doug, for a stroke nearly doubled.
Wow.
So if you want to look at your risk for stroke, we now know you should look at your brother and sister. And from previous studies, we know the best predictor of your likelihood of having a heart attack is also your brother or sister.
888-553-7536. Also this week, former Detroit Lions star, movie star, television star, Alex Karras. Remember him? Played Mongo in Blazing Saddles. He's suffering from dementia, and he's blaming the NFL for not properly protecting him from concussions during his playing days. He was also on that TV show Webster, can you remember? Yes. Now this list of ex-NFL players is in the hundreds. They are seeking medical treatment and monitoring and cognitive health benefits, compensation because of the damage. Now, somebody brought this up this week, the fact nobody asked them to play football. They played. They were happy to take the money, yada, yada, which is kind of a cruel way of looking at this. But it underscores something that you and I have talked about a lot, something I'm very concerned about with regard to anybody who plays any of these contact sports where the head is a major player, whether it's football or hockey, whether it's wrestling or soccer, even cheerleading. There are dangerous consequences, and they have been now proven. There are plenty of studies that you and I have talked about. So you wonder, in some of these areas of the country where football, I have heard fathers more than mothers over and over again. I've heard fathers and mothers argue about this, in fact, about the conversation about whether or not the children are protected properly. It seems almost impossible to do that. But here again, somebody stepping forward who played. Everybody knows this guy. He's in his mid-70s. And he's. We've seen people, you and I have talked about, some of these football players that have had dementia and Alzheimer's in their 50s, dying in their early 50s from this. So what else do we have to underscore? Just Alex Karras is one more example of this sad reality.
He's actually getting it later. He played for the Lions in 1958 to 70, and he was the guy. Was he the guy who punched the horse in Blazing Saddles?
Yes, he's the guy. He was the guy. So, you know, what is it that you have to say to people to get them to realize how dangerous all this stuff is? I just think that it's irresponsible. I really do. And people throw rocks at me all the time when I say that, because there's so much, especially when it comes to college football, the money involved, never mind professional football. But it's just, the way I see it, completely irresponsible. If you're a parent and you know all these things are possible, how could you encourage your son and or daughter to be involved in something that could be as threatening to their lives, whether present or in the future.
Do you think there's a middle ground that we can make football safer?
Well, what do you think?
I mean,
it certainly goes a long way. We checked this out.
Living in Florida, I know how strong desire and urge is to play football. And, I don't think you're ever going to legislate it out.
I don't want to legislate it. I don't want people to use some common sense and think, do I want my daughter or son to be exposed to this kind of danger?
You would imagine that a lot of smart people would come to that conclusion, but they just get in line here in Florida to play. So probably the solution is to figure out how to make the game a little safer.
888-553-7536. Richard's listening in Hollywood to KFWB. Go ahead, Richard. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Oh, hi, Dr. Ken. I'd like to know something about my medication, heart medication, that my doctor prescribed to me.
Sure.
It's called Benacifril, HZTZ. I don't know if you need the milligrams.
Benazepril,
yes, sir.
HZTZ. Yeah, Richard, this is a combination. It's two drugs in one. Benazepril is a so-called ACE inhibitor. It relaxes the big blood vessels of the body so that it lowers the blood pressure. It also has some direct effect on the circulation. It helps promote circulatory health as an added benefit. And the HZTZ, it's a mouthful, hydrochlorothiazide. It's a water pill. It's a very nice combination, benazepril, hydrochlorothiazide, for treating blood pressure. The nice thing is that hydrochlorothiazide, the diuretic, makes you excrete minerals, especially like potassium and magnesium. And one of the added benefits of the ACE inhibitors, they tend to make your body hold on to potassium and magnesium. So this is a nice combination together.
Well, thank you, doctor. One more last question here. I reduced my weight from 200 pounds to 165. And
wow, how did you do that?
Well, basically, exercise, to tell you the truth, and also diet.
You may not even need blood pressure medicines.
That's what I was wondering. I've been on this medication for 5 months because my blood pressure, before I went to the hospital, was 195.
Richard, congratulations. Don't stop it on your own. This is what you should do. You're doing great with lifestyle. You know, stay on a very low-salt diet. Today we recommend 1.5 grams, which is so hard for most to eat per day. But don't add any salt to the diet. When the doctor says it's okay, get into a good aerobic exercise program. And get the stress out of your life, limit the alcohol, don't smoke. And what I would do is do home blood pressure monitoring with an upper arm calibrated device morning and evening after you have a chance to rest for at least 15 minutes so you get the stress, the mental and physical activity out, and you can find out your true baseline. And once your blood pressure starts going down, as it might, bring these numbers to your doctor and say, hey, can we start at least lower the doses and maybe get off of this? Don't do it yourself, but bring the doctor the evidence. And this will help the doctor make the decision because it's all in the numbers, Richard.
Thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. As often happens when Dr. Ken is on the air here on the weekend, there is a theme that develops, and Ken actually likes to have you ask questions about the medications that you're on. I can see that as a trend developing. So if you're on some kind of medication, you want some clarification. The FDA sometimes issues warnings about drugs, this sort of thing. Ken's right up on that and likes to discuss. As a matter of fact, you used to call, what did you call? And we were talking about drugs. What's your drug or what's your question about drugs? Didn't we used to have something that...
Name
that drug. That's it. All right. So time to name that drug. 888-553-7536. Nelson's in Syracuse, New York. So you're now on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning, Doctor. I had a couple questions. My first question is in a couple of vitamins. What's your take on the IP6 and anastomol, and also freeze-dried black raspberry for helping to prevent esophageal cancer? And then my other question is...
Wait a minute. Let him take that one first. That's an interesting question.
IP6, anastomol... it's one of these things that's found in cereal grains, beans, brown rice. wheat bran. I would eat the foods, and I'm sure somebody's trying to sell you the product. And I just think that probably the claims are ahead of the research findings. And, you know, it's been touted for supporting breast, colon, and prostate cells. But, you know, I'm not yet sure that there's enough research to verify these claims. Eat a good, healthy diet. Take a good multivitamin. And just do the things we talk about to live a good, healthy life. Nick, but go on. Did you have a question about a conventional drug?
Nelson, got another question. Go ahead.
Well, the other one was about the freeze-dried black... Yes.
Go on, Nelson. Sorry.
Well, that other vitamin I was asking about was freeze-dried black raspberry. I hear that's supposed to... It may prevent the esophageal cancer. Do you know anything about that?
It's a supplement. I've heard the claims, but what I lack is seeing enough evidence to support the claims.
What's going on with you that you're asking that question? It's not a common cancer. Do you have the problem?
There is a company that sells this, and they're recommending it, but to support cancer prevention regimen. But, you know, I don't think it's yet accepted by everybody that this is in fact true.
We need more studies.
But it isn't going to hurt him any, is it?
Well, everything in moderation. I just don't think you're a bit of a guinea pig with this. You know, it may be helpful, but it may not. There are things that we have thought were safe, and it turns out, you know, vitamin E, we think it's safe. You take it in high enough doses, it promotes coronary disease. We thought giving hormones back to women when they were post-menopause would help prevent heart attacks. It actually brings on heart attacks. So intuition in medicine can be really dicey sometimes.
All right. Best we can do, Nelson, at the moment. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. As a cardiologist, he sees a lot of people who have high cholesterol, a lot of people who have triglycerides that are above the mark. So we've been telling people about this product, Cardiol, now for 4 or 5 months, Ken. More and more people trying it. Here's an opportunity for you to understand what Dr. Ken thinks about it.
Doug, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective ways to lower cholesterol in my patients. And if you hear me talk, I want the evidence that it's safe and effective. And there is a new all-natural approach from Italy that might be right for many of our listeners. Before they have those documented plaques, they just want to keep the cholesterol down. This Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce the cholesterol levels. They also have help to lower the bad fats in your blood, known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results in just 60 days. It's safe. It is FDA registered. It also is easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol, they're so confident that it'll work for you that they're offering a free 60-day trial.
Here's how you get this free trial. And by the way, you pay a little shipping and handling with this. That's not a big deal. What you want are the results, and you get them by dialing 888-809-6424. Do not let high cholesterol risk your future. You've heard us talk a lot about this, so now take some action. 888-809-6424. The makers of Cardiol are so confident, as Ken says, they want you to try a product like this, which is new, for free. And then after you've had the trial, okay, this is really good. Get the blood test before, get it after, you see the difference, and you'll stay on it because it does what they say it will do. Cardiol is the product. 888-809-6424 is the number to keep high cholesterol from risking your future. 888-809-6424.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Five three seven five three six. Hear more, get more out of your time. Listen to Dr. Ken as he converses with many folks just like you who have questions. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask because you're worried. Oh, nobody's going to have something like me. Believe me, thousands of people at a time are listening. The last stats, 145,000 people at any given moment are here, and you can be doggone sure at that moment that other people have what it is that is your malady. So help yourself to the opportunity to clarify your problem, and you'll be helping other people as well as yourself. Ken, we'll talk to Wes in Bristol, Tennessee now. Hi, Wes.
Hey. Yes, sir. I was wondering, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C well over 25 years ago. I had a liver biopsy 12 years ago that showed cirrhosis. And now I'm battling a daily lack of energy and diarrhea. I was just wondering if there's anything to be done about that.
Well, Wes, you described very well the course of getting hepatitis C and then damaging, scarring the liver. Do they know why you got hepatitis C? Did you get it before the 1990s when we had no way to screen the blood for the hepatitis C virus? That's how, when I was growing up in medicine, most people were getting this. Fortunately, now we can screen the blood, and when I give you a blood transfusion, I don't have to worry that I may be giving you hepatitis C.
Yeah, no, mine was purely from ignorance. I got a bad tattoo, so
okay.
I think that's
well,
how it's transmitted.
Well, there's a good lesson there, isn't there?
Yeah.
But blood transfusions, shared needles, even childbirth in a mother with hepatitis C, and in rare cases, sexual contact, these are the usual causes of hepatitis C. And the big problem is that it can what will happen, like what happened to your situation, that it will go and scar up the liver, and the liver's just not functioning. What we do for treatment initially for hepatitis C, some people don't even need treatment, but there's a whole spectrum here. Have you been on the antiviral medications?
Yes, sir. I was on the combo treatment with interferon and ribavirin.
So obviously you, and this works in a good fraction of people, but not everybody. So did it have any benefit, or were you a total treatment failure?
No, it was pretty much successful. The last time I was tested, it said it was the virus was beaten down to a point where it was undetectable.
Oh, great.
So yeah, but I was just wondering about the damage already done to the liver, and I suspect that's where the lack of energy, total lack of energy, and constant diarrhea is coming from. I don't know.
Well, have you had a recent check of your liver function? How is it going?
No, sir, it's been probably a couple years since I have.
Okay, well, it's time to get to your, start off with your internist or family doctor. They'll just do a blood test of your liver, hepatic function profile, and let's see what's going on and see what kind of condition your liver's in. And they may need to get a hepatologist, a liver specialist involved here, but you need a 30,000-mile checkup, Wes.
Yeah, it's been too long since you got the checkup, so get that done, Wes, and feel free
just
to
practice safe sex. Be cautious, everybody, about body piercing and tattooing, and don't use illicit drugs.
My son's got some tattoos. It really bothers me that they say they're safe. I'm not buying that. You know, we had a lot of stories about tests that are done on monkeys and the relationship monkeys have to humans. And I saw something about social stress. We know that that can compromise our immune system. But there's the study of 1,000 monkeys, and they found that social rank affected the expression of when there was the vulnerability, if you will, to social stuff, caused the monkeys to have an increase in white blood cells.
Yes, high social status, it appeared to be linked to better health, at least in female monkeys. This was done at Duke University, where I was a medical intern and resident. And it's an interesting study, and it seems that social rank affects the immune system genes in female monkeys. But does it also affect it in humans? It might, but you need to do more studies to see. But it's a fascinating study.
Yeah, but why would the we all wonder, okay, well, monkeys are closest to humans or vice versa, but you'd rather have a study done on humans, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
888-553-7536. Another hour with Dr. Ken coming right up.